学术圣明，我们继续来跟各位谈。那么刚刚有一个问题哈，也是很好，我们可以让他问哈啊，有关天主教的问题。
Just now there's a brother who asked a question about the Roman Catholicism.
他向他一个天主教的同事哈来传福音。
And he was trying to preach to his colleague who is a Catholic.
那么这样回答哈，他就这样说哈。
So this is his answer.
我们天主教，他说我们天主教是从使徒建立的第一个教会以来呢，我们一直传下来的，所以我们是传统，我们是传统。那基督教哈，这个第十六世纪的马丁路德、史蕴礼哈、加尔文他们，这个宗教改革以后，这些新教的，就是等于是叛徒，是脱离了。啊，这个原来的传统的，所以你们不是传统的啊，你们是旁支的，我们天主教才是啊，你应该来信我们天主教才对，你怎么叫我去信你那个啊？他的意思是这样。
So his point is that the Catholic Church originated from the apostles, and they're based on the tradition and mainstream religion. So anything after Martin Luther or Calvinism or Reformation, those are considered the renegade religion.
好，那么我们回答这个问题以前呢，我们先来讲啊，有三个名词，我们来了解一下。
Before we can give a right answer, we have to know three terms.
一个就是传统。
First is tradition.
传统就是以历史的时间来看。
And tradition based on the historical times.
啊，历史的时间一脉相承。接连着下来的，这个叫做传统。
So tradition progresses through the historical timeline.
那另外一个呢，就是啊，这个道统，
and、
道的系统。
Second is the dogma doctrines.
就是所谓的正统。
Which is based on the doctrines.
根据圣经的这个系统。
This is the biblical system of the doctrine.
这个叫正统，或是所谓的道统啊。
So this is the doctrines.
那另外一个名词
，The next is
叫做灵统，属灵的系统，属灵在灵界里面的。
The next is the spiritual doctrines.
啊，那么灵统，比如说灵统，亚当、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各啊、约瑟，他们所拜的神跟我们今天所拜的神是一样。
They believe that they have the same faith as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以在灵统里面，我们是跟他一起的。
Spiritually, they are the same as their fathers.
传统是在地面的。
Tradition refers to anything that is on earth.
一脉传下来的。
And it progresses according to the historical timeline.
好，我们现在解释这三名词，我们再来解说一下。
And then we'll the
天主教它是传统。
It's true that the Roman Catholicism is a traditional church.
在历史的时间点上，它是一直下来的，它是传统，没有错，没有人能够否认。因为从这个使徒时代教会的建设一直下来，虽然有经过黑暗期，但是它还是从那个系统下来。
No doubt that the Roman Catholicism is a religion based on tradition according to the historical timeline. Even up to the dark period, they are still considered a traditional religion.
但是它已经不是正统。
But they have already go away from the truth, from the
doctrine. 因为它在道理的系统上呢，已经偏差了。
Because they have sway away from the true doctrines.
它从使徒时代的教会下来，但是他们现在并没有传使徒时代的教会的道理，上面所传的并没有完全符合使徒时代的教会的所传的道理。
Even though they believe, they originate from the teachings of the apostles, but later on they have depart from the original teachings of the apostles.
所以天主教它只是徒留一个传统的这个名字，有这个壳，传统的这个样子，但是内容已经不一样了。
So the Catholics can boast that they begin from the apostolic time, but even though they have the form, but they have lost the content.
信仰着重的不是外在，不是一个躯壳，不是一个历史的这个一脉相承的这个东西。重要的是什么？他信仰的内容，他的道理的主张， 他有没有神的灵同在，他有没有传真理，这个才是最重要的，不在乎他的外壳。
Because we know that a true religion is not just outward, or it is not superficial, but it a lot is in the content, whether they have the spirit of God and the truth contained in their beliefs.
他们没有圣灵同在。
They have no abidance of the Holy Spirit.
所传的偏离圣经甚远。
And therefore depart from God and the Holy Spirit.
徒留一个传统的名字，但是它已经不是正统。
Even though they are the traditional religion, but they have lost its a true content of it.
那既然不是正统了，它就跟天上的那个属灵的系统、那个灵统呢，没有拉上关系。没有啊，他没有搭上那个属灵的系统啊，没有搭上，没有在那个神从亚当啊到亚伯拉罕所应许的那条线上面搭上，没有，他已经偏离了。
Since they've departed from the true doctrine of the Bible, so they've lost contact in terms of spiritually they've lost contact even to the point of the promises of Abraham.
地上的这个正统呢，可能会断掉。已经断掉，因为使徒时代之后，大概主后一百年，异端都已经侵入教会。大概到主后第二世纪或是第三世纪的时候，圣灵就停降了。所以呢，从那个时候一直到末世真教会建立，这个当中，那个正统在地上的正统哈、哦、断了，使徒的传统还在，但是呢，正统已经断了。
Since they have lost the substance, since the 180 and the heresy started to creep into the Roman Catholic Church after 180 and the Holy Spirit has already stopped abiding with them and coming to the Church of the Last Days they are also already not part of it because they have already lost the truth.
但是天上的属灵系统呢，它是不受时间限制。
But of course spiritually they have spiritually it's not constrained by time or space.
在灵统上，我们真教会是接上去的，我们接上到天上的灵统。
And through Jesus Church, we have connected ourselves to the spiritual part.
那么到1917年，这个在地上的正统又出现。
And in 1917, the earthly true church appeared.
所以哈、哦，那个正统呢，如果要拉线的话，我们是直接跳到跟使徒时代的教会呢，拉这个正统的这个线下来。虽然我们这个庄当中这个传统哈、啊，天主教还在继续啊，但是正统已经断了一段时间，所以我们只好在往上拉的时候就接到使徒时代。
Even though the Roman Catholic they have the tradition, but they do not have the truth. Through Jesus Church we have the truth, which will connect us to the apostles' time and their teachings.
那因此我们可以跟他谈说。正统是一个历史，这个传统是一个历史的时间点的一个延续，但是信仰重要的是要符合圣经。
And we can tell them that even though the Roman Catholic is a traditional religion in terms of a historical timeline, but true religion must be based on truth.
啊，我们有机会就跟他谈这些。
So this is how one way we can preach to them.
啊，大概这样说明哈。另外有提到一个问题。
Next, there's another question.
啊，一个姐妹说这是钻牛角尖的问题，其实不是啊，我们可以提出来，大家来看看。
She said that this question is it's not very straightforward, but it's still a good question.
她说神既然是全能的
，Since God is an almighty sovereign God，
那么他创造天地万物
，And He's the creator of the universe。
后来为什么会有？人类的堕落跟魔鬼的出现。
But why there appeared the fall of man as well as the appearance of Satan?
在神所造的这个万物当中啊，出现了所谓的这个罪跟堕落的这个情形，是不是神的创造不完全？是不是神的能力不完全
？In His creation, why does the fall and sin appear? Does this mean that God's creation is not perfect?
那我们来回答这个问题。
So let us answer this question.
神是全能的神。
God indeed is almighty and sovereign.
他能够创造宇宙万物。
He's able to create the whole universe.
他当然是全能的神。
Of course, he is almighty and sovereign.
那么我们要探讨后来为什么有人类的堕落。
Let us give this another thought. Why does man fall?
啊，或者是说有魔天使的堕落。
Or why does the angel fall?
我们刚刚提到，神是自主的神。
And we know that this God is an all-sufficient God.
他有自主性。
And he is all-knowing.
那你看，我们今天呢，在自由的地区哈，我们会争取自由。我要人权呐，啊，我要自由啊。我民族啊。
And in our society, we are always fighting for human rights as well as human freedom.
因为神是自主的神，他按着他形象造我们的时候，他也给我们自主性啊，所以我们会希望要有自由主权。
Because he himself has that kind of nature, that is why he created us to reflect his nature.
神如果没有给我们自由选择的这个权利呢？那我们就没有被尊重。
Because if God created us without a free will, then it is.
如果神没有给我们自主性，我们就不是按着神的形象造。
If God did not create us with a free will, then we are not created in His image.
因为神他的形象里面有自主的这个特性在里面。
Because in his nature, he is a all-knowing, all-sufficient God.
那么，他既然按着他自主的形象来造我们人类，他也给我们自主性啊。这个自主性就是我们会想要争取主权、自由。
And because of this free will nature that is in us, we always strive for more freedom and for more rights.
然后他就告诉我们人类的始祖啊，给他有自由选择的能力跟权利。
Thus he gave our ancestor his own choices and will to make.
啊，就是园中果子可以吃，这但是分别善恶的果子不要吃。
And he told him that he was able to eat everything that is in the garden except the tree of the fruit of good and evil.
也就是告诉我们人啊，生活的时候要能够分辨善恶。
This is also to tell us that in our daily life we must know how to discern between good and evil.
但是道德跟自由有密切关系。
Of course, our morality and our freedom is very closely linked together.
没有自由，没有主权，就没有道德。
Because when there is no freedom of choice, then there will be no morals.
如果一个人他没有自主的权利去选择那个道德，他所做的道德不算道德。
Because when a person has no freedom of choice, then the morals that he chose to do is not a true morality.
人要守神的道理。
When one strives to keep the word of God,
他给我们自由。
God has given us this free will, this choice.
经由我们的自由，我们自愿，我们愿意，从我们内心发出来的，我们选择的那个善，才是善啊。
Because when we, using our heart and our free will, we choose to do good, then that is true good.
那如果是被逼的、被规定的、被写的一个程式，就是这样做机械性的这个动作，不是自己的意识所选择的，那就没有道德的成分，那只是一个机械动作。机械动作，因为我不是我自己愿意选择的，就是他给我设计这个机器人就这样动作嘛，没有道德成分，只有动作的成分。
Because if we are forced or compelled to do something without our own choice, then there is not a, it's not a true morality. We are just simply a puppet or a robot.
所以没有自由就没有道德。
Because without freedom, then there is no true morality.
那神给我们自由。
Now God has given us this free will, this freedom to choose.
让我们去选择要吃还是不要吃。
Then we can choose whether we want to eat or not.
那神告诉我们不要吃。
But God said, do not eat.
顺服神、顺从神、听神的命令，那就是善了。
Because when we truly submit and obey His word, that is true good work.
你用你的自由去选择神的话，而不是去顺着肉体的欲望去选择，那就是靠近善。那你选择的就是善了。
Because when we use our true freedom of choice to do good, then that is the true charity work that we can do for God.
那个善恶树的善分辨善恶的果子呢？那个果子没有毒，不是因为有毒，所以你不可以吃，不是这样的。
It is not because of the fruit of the tree of good of knowledge of good and evil is poisonous that God warned them not to eat.
那个果子是物质的东西，跟道德没有关系。
Because that fruit is something that is material, it has nothing to do with morality.
但是为什么不可以吃呢？
But why did God abstain them from eating the fruit?
因为神说你不要吃。
Because God says so. God says no.
所以神的话就是我们选择的标准。
God's word is the standard of our choice.
神说你不可以吃，我们还要再吃，就是背叛神，就敌对神，啊，就是要与神作对，那这就不对，这样就错了，就变成错了。
When we disobey God and eat the fruit that He told us not to eat, that means we are going against God. We are rebelling against God. We become an enemy of God.
因为神是一切美善的源头，他是完全的。
Because we know that God is perfect and all goodness comes from Him.
好像老师给我们公布标准答案。
Just like when the teacher told us what is the right answer.
啊，以后如果你碰到这个一加一等于多少，你这标准答案就是要你要写二。你不可以写其他的，你写其他就错了，这样。
Because the right answer is of 1 + 1 = 2, and if you write another number that's different from 2, that's a wrong answer.
那你可以说，为什么一加一等于二
？But can we say that why does 1 + 1 = 2？
啊，差不多，差不多就好了，差不多，差不多，2.1了，1.9，差不多。
Can it be just an estimate like 2.1？
你可以写吗
？Can you put
可以写
just the estimate？Of course, you are able to write the.
你但是你写的就跟这个标准答案不一样了。
But the estimated number is different from the right.
那你既然跟标准答案不一样，那就错了，扣分了。
Because it is not a right answer, then it's totally wrong.
神就是我们的标准答案。
And God is the basis of our standard.
那你不要问说为什么神是标准答案。
Why can you just say, why does God is the yardstick or the standard of all truthness?
如果他不是标准答案，他就不是神。
Because if he's not perfect or he is the standard, then he's no longer God.
就不是真理了。
This is what truth is.
但他是神。
But yet he is God.
所以他是完全的，是标准的答案。
He has the perfect answer and he is the truth.
所以我们可以这样讲，人类会堕落。
So of course, man will be corrupted. Man will fall.
误用自由。
Who misuse his freedom.
他错误的选择
and he had made the wrong choice.
他不是选择神所的话语所说的那一部分，而是他选择神所说的不可以做那个部分。
He chose to be disobedient instead of obedient to God's commandments.
在误用他的自由去做选择的时候，错误的选择就造成了罪。
Because of the misuse and abuse of his freedom that he disobeyed God.
那圣经有一句话哦，我们来看一看圣经的话是怎么说呢
？Let us refer to the Bible and see what this has to say about.
看罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章的三章，我们看23节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节
Romans chapter 3 verse 23
他这里来讲到罪
Here talks about sin
因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God
也就是说人犯罪了所以呢耶稣基督要来救赎这24节跟25节所说的耶稣基督要来救赎我们
Because of our sin, that is why God has to come to redeem us.
那圣经他的说法就是说，人犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the Bible says, all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
本来神造给我们的是一个圆满的，是一个正圆，一个圆满的。
God in the beginning created a complete man.
但是这个圆满的呢，他在内部，他。他缺欠了，他缺了一个角了，就他缺了一个角，就亏缺了，就跟原来的那个圆满的那不一样了。
But yet later on there was some flaw that resulted, which make this creation incomplete, imperfect.
善的亏缺，善的亏缺就变成罪。
And the result of good becomes sin.
这是圣经的话，就我只能这样讲，你看。看你我们能不能了解体会啊？
sin actually deforms. So I don't know if you can experience or understand this.
本来这个中秋月饼是一个圆的。
Like the mooncake, it's supposed to be round.
但是呢，被我们这个小孩子给偷吃一块了。
When the child took a bite out of this cake, round cake.
他给咬了一口了。When
he took a bite out of this round cake.
那就不是，那这个中秋月饼就不圆了。Then
this mooncake is no longer round.
亏缺了，亏欠了。
It has a fallen short of its original design. It was being deformed.
那这神看起来就是，这就变成罪了。And
in God's sight, this is what it meant by sin.
那圣经里面，不管是希伯来文或是希腊文，他在谈到这个罪的时候，他有一个观念。And
in the two original languages, either Hebrew or Greek, how they describe sin is this.
他们都是用那个，像我们古代啊，在射箭嘛。
Like in the olden, in ancient times, there is the bow and arrow.
射箭呢，这是画一个圆靶心，就射中圆靶心。
And you shoot a, you have to shoot the bull's eye with the arrow.
像那个清朝啊，那个八国联军为什么会打败？
And you can see that in the ancient Chinese mythology, why does this Chinese general lost?
因为他们都拿个大刀嘛。Because
he hold a sword.
那他们穿的衣服中间就是画一个圆呐，然后就写"清"嘛，清朝的"清"嘛。
So in the old days, the warriors they're wearing this this army garb with the bull's eye pattern in front of their in front of the body.
那这些八国联军他们平常练习就是向着那个圆靶心打，哇，正好哦。 所以每一个人都中了，你大刀没有用啊，就倒了，应声倒地。
The warriors they were trained to hit the bull's eye, and when they saw one coming, the general coming with this kind of pattern on his in front of his body, they shot at him.
那圣经说，你这支箭出去的时候呢，没有射中这个圆靶心。
So sin is described in the original language as not hitting the bull's eye.
你就是没有射中圆靶心，这样。
It means you miss the bull's eye.
那我们中文把它翻成罪。
So in Chinese, we translate this as sin.
但是原来原文它是什么？原来的原文它的含义说，射箭没有中红靶心，它是这样说的。
The original meaning of the original language is that not hitting or missing the bull's eye.
这个死不中地，这个是射死不中地，就是没有中那个红靶心。那这样的话就是什么？ 红靶心就是神的标准呐，神的标准。你的言语、你的动作、你的心思发出的时候，像一支箭飞出去，但是这箭飞出去的时候，没有中，没有合符合神的标准，神的道理是在神的道理之外。那我们中午要分的时候，就用罪这个字把它代替了。所以中国人看到这个罪很讨厌呐，很讨厌呐，就这样很讨厌的。 所以你就跟人家说，人人都有罪，本来没有罪啊，被你们基督徒骂了一个小时，被你们传道布道会骂了一个小时，哦，都是罪，哦，他们不高兴，但是呢，原来的意思是这样的。So
we see actually our action, our words are like arrows, and when we miss God's standard, it's like those arrows are missing the bull's eye. And the Chinese people, most of them, they'll be very offended when we tell them that all actually have sinned.
在还没有犯罪以前，是善的圆满，就有神的荣耀。And
before the appearance of sin, man is perfect, and we have the glory of God.
但是误用自由、错误选择，产生罪。And
when we abuse and misuse our choice, sin then appears.
这个圆满性就缺了，就亏缺了，亏欠、缺少了，就缺了一角。And
sin deforms.
那就失去了神的荣耀。And
because of sin, the glory of God has been lost.
那主耶稣来的时候，就是要挽回，这是要把我们再拉回来，恢复原来样子。And
when Jesus comes, He wants to redeem us to bring us to our original state.
我们大概可以这样跟他说明，这些概念，大概就比较清楚。
So these are some of the answers that you can give to your Catholic friends.
那其他。 有没有补充的？对于这样的问题，我们这里有执事啊，传道也在哦，看看有没有补充的。 有分享一下。
People from preachers, do you have anything to share also?
那么一般人可能其他会问的就是说，人到底有没有真的有灵魂吗？灵魂需要得救吗？灵魂的问题。
What about there are people who ask you, does a human really have souls and does our soul really have to be saved?
还有神存在的问题。
And what about the existence of God?
这是很重要的。
This is the questions that we that's very important.
大概大家都会去想的问题。
And this is a very common question that the true seekers may ask.
那我们的讲义里面也有附的这些东西哈，我们可以用这样这些跟他谈说，怎么样知道有神的存在。
And we can also read some of the questions that I've put in the handout.
有人这样说了，你怎么样证明神给我看，或者怎么样证明有神的存在？
And some people will ask you, can you please give me some evidence of God's existence?
那首先我们要抓住他的话。
First of all, we have to be careful his question.、Carefully.
因为他是用证明说证明神给我看，
就是
证明有神的存在，怎么证明？
He asked for proof. He asked for evidence. So how can you provide this evidence?
那我们先就这个题目来说明。
So just let's focus on this question of evidence.
人没有办法证明神的存在。
Because man cannot prove the existence of God.
如果神像一个东西说，你看这个东西真的有啊，我是跟你讲你不相信，真的是有啊，我证明真的有这个东西给你看啊。
Because if God is a material being and that can be touched, then that's easy.
神就变成一个物质的东西。
Then God become a material being.
可以被人拿在手上给人家看。
That God can be held in our hands.
但是神是灵。
But God is spirit.
所以哈、哦，不是像一个东西可以拿出来给人，有啊，真的在啊。
And it is not something that's very visible for others to see.
如果人有那个能力证明神的存在，那么人的能力并没有比神更低。
Because if we have the power to show another person that God indeed exists, then God's power is not more than us.
甚至神可能还比我们的能力还要低落，所以我们有办法，我们能够去证明他的存在。
God's strength must be a little bit less than us for us to be able to prove his existence.
这是我们先要跟他说明的。
But let us clarify something before we give him the answer.
所以基督徒也没有办法证明神的存在。
Christians may not be able to prove the existence of God.
像一个东西拿出来给大家看。真的在你看
to prove to them literally that God indeed exists.
这是能力的问题。
Because this is a matter of power.
但是基督徒要怎么样让人家知道有神的存在？
But how can we tell others that God indeed do exist?
那就是我们这里所提到的。
This is what we have been talking about.
还有圣经对于神存在的问题啊，它不是要证明，它是直接宣告。他一开始就宣告说有这个事实，宣告神存在的事实，而不是一点一滴的去证明神存在的这个问题。
Because the Bible, it's not to prove that God exists, but the Bible always proclaims the truth that God indeed exists.
创世纪第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
And even in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 begins, In the beginning, God created.
他没有证明神存在。
It does not prove that God exists.
神存在不是我们去证明出来的结果，而是我们开始来讨论信仰的开始。
The existence of God resulted, the beginning of our faith is not that to prove that God exists, but it's a result of us seeking God in the process.
神的存在是事实，不需要证明。
Because God's existence is a fact, and we do not need proof for that.
如果有人说，你真的有父亲吗
？If someone asks, do you really have a father?
你证明给我看，你真的有父亲。
Can you please prove to me that you have a father?
这个问题就好像说，你证明神给我看，神真的存在吗
？It is the same as saying, prove to me that God exists.
那么再来，圣经既然是宣告神的存在，不是。证明用证明的，好像科学的这个论述这样的证明。
And since the Bible is only proclaiming the existence of God. It is not a proof that God exists like the scientific journals.
所以基督徒就以神存在的这个事实呢，啊，这样的信心去读圣经，读起来都很顺，并且呢，也真的体验到神的存在。
And for a Christian to want to know the fact that God exists, it is by his faith and his experience when he wants to seek further the existence of God.
然后我们这个讲义里面的这些，我们都可以拿出来讲。
And we can also study the questions from the handout.
但是碰到有一个呢，他很古怪的，他说，凡是不能证明他存在的东西，我就不相信他存在。
And a truth seeker may ask a crazy question like, if I cannot receive the proof that God exists, then I will not believe in this thing.
哦，有人这样讲哦。
Because there will be some truth seekers who will throw this question at you.
那当然，我们就跟他说，有很多东西呢，我们不一定能够马上很简单的去证明它的存在，可是它是真的存在的。
We can also explain to him or her that in a short period of time, sometimes we cannot prove the existence of something. It has to go through over time.
好像我们爱太太，我们爱父母，那个爱是在你的心里，还是在肠子？啊，还是在心脏，还是在胃，还是在肝脏？我们都有啊，因为太太就是我心肝宝贝啊，啊，太太不理我就让我柔肠寸断啊，所以哈，太太也都有在我的心脏，有在我的肝也有在我的肠胃啊，都有啊，啊，那你证明给我看，
他
长得怎么样
？It's like we are asked to prove the love that we have for our wife or for our family, because we love that person with all our hearts, but we cannot really see that love.
我们跟他说，体验神的存在呢，跟科学的方法不一样，因为他讲的一直都是把他引导什么？引导说你要用科学的方法证明神存在，但是。神是灵，跟这个科学研究的对象不一样。科学研究的对象是物质的，是现象世界的东西，可证可量可摸，啊，可以猜的，看它的本质的。但是神是灵，不是跟物质一样，所以不能够用科学的方法研究神的存在。
So we cannot use our scientific way of proving the existence of something in the spiritual things, for example, the existence of God, because they may want concrete evidence.But in the in terms of our faith and the existence of God is through experience because God is spirit.
好像我们很多信徒家里都有那个望远镜哈，高倍的望远镜。你用望远镜是要研究天文，你不可以把望远镜拿来研究细菌啊。
For example, a telescope is to look at the stars in the sky, and it is not to look at the microbes.
你要研究细菌，用显微镜。
Because when you want to look at the microbes, you use a microscope.
科学用证明的，宗教用体验的。
Scientific things you use evidence and proofs, but in terms of religion, you have to use experiences.
包括我们所找的这个圣经是信仰的说明书，我们的体验是一样一致的，就表示说这是可信的。
For example, the Bible is our manual to our faith.
那另外
it tells us that it is some, God is someone that we can have faith in.
我们不要被他的话给抓住，我们可以主动把他反问。
Do not be intimidated by their questions, but instead give them this answer in a calm manner.
因为他不相信有神存在。
Because he or she may not believe the existence of God.
他说他是无神论。
Maybe he is an atheist.
你可以把你相信神存在的理由讲很多，你一直讲，你把所有相信神的理由都讲出来。
And you can lay out to him or her, your understanding that God indeed exists.
你问他。
Then you throw him this question.
你说没有神的存在。
Now you said God does not exist.
请你证明给我看，没有神的存在，请你证明。
Now, then can you prove to me that God does not exist?
我的口袋。有没有零钱
？Do I have a spare change in my pocket？
我有五个口袋，五个口袋都要找遍了。
So I have looked everywhere, all the pockets.
把所有我身上的口袋都找遍了，没有，你才能够说，我真的我没有零钱。
After you search all the pockets and you find no change, then you can say that you have no small change in you.
你有没有找遍了任何一个地方？ 你怎么说没有神存在？
Have you looked everywhere until you come to the conclusion that God does not exist?
我在加拿大没有看到啊，加拿大现在是世界国土最大的国家，我都在加拿大没有看到神啊。
And the man said, "Oh, I've never found God in Canada, and Canada is one of the largest country in the world."
那你住过几个城市？
And let me ask you, how many cities have you visited in Canada?
阿拉斯加你有去找？
Have you searched God in Alaska?
现在在挖油田啊，可能是在油田里头，你有没有去找？
Maybe God is under the ground.
不可能。
Have you searched under the ground?
不可能的，他不可能证明神不存在，他不可能证明，他没有办法证明。
There's no way he can prove that God does not exist.
这个问题丢回去给他。
So we throw this question back at him.
你整个美洲都找不到了，亚洲啊，你有没有找？
If you haven't found God in North America, why don't you fly to Asia and look for him there?
不可能，他不可能做这种事情的。
He will not be able to do this.
整个地球都找不到，还有很多星球啊。
If you can't find God on Earth, then you can go to other planets.
宇宙天象这么广大，你有没有你都找遍了吗？要不然你怎么说没有神？
Have you searched the whole universe and come to the conclusion that God does not exist?
你说没有办法证明神存在，就不能够相信有神，要不然就不科学。但是我要问一样的话问他嘛，你没有办法证明神不存在，你就说没有神存在，你更不科学啊。
So if you say that I'm not my answer is not good enough that God indeed exists, then you have to show me the evidences that God does not exist.
我们要温和跟他谈的，有时候我们跟他讲这样的话，可能就会吵架了。
Of course, we have to control ourselves and not get too agitated.
啊，就是说，我们很多时候你不要被他的问题困住，我们要先看他的命题合不合理，从他的命题破除之后，我们再说明之后，我们再丢回问题给他，就给他想了三天五夜哈，他还是想不透。哎，对呀，我从来都没有想过说要怎么样证明神不存在，他以后就不会再讲这样的话。
So sometimes we have to be careful not to be always taken aback by the question and not to be intimidated.And we can actually throw back this the question back at them.
啊，所以有时候一些问题哦，你先放着。你说啊，我这个我看看，我想一下，我再跟你回答。你不一定马上回答，回家你再想一想，哎，说不定耶稣给你智慧，你就可以从很多方面，从他的题目，然后你反过来，如果问他的时候，他怎么办？啊，那我们可以想着想出来这样。
And sometimes you don't have to give them the answer right away. You may also say that you may need a few days to think it over, and God may give you the wisdom to give the correct answer.
大概是有这些方式哈。
So these are some ways that you can answer.
啊，时间到了呢。
So time's up.
啊，那就差不多了哈。那另外是一个是灵魂存在的问题。
The next is the existence of the spirits.
灵魂的问题哈，这个问题我们可以从几个方面来跟他谈呐。
We can discuss this matter from different angles.
我们这个人，啊，这个是我的身体，但是我的里头有灵魂啊。
This is my body and my soul exists within.
一个人躺在那个地方在睡觉，一个人已经没有生命了，外体看起来是一样的。
A corpse, outwardly he still looks the same, but he has no more soul.
但是上面差别是什么呢？
So what is different?
一个是有灵魂，一个是没有灵魂。
The dead person does not have a soul, whereas a living person has.
那么人不是死了就算了。
And man, after he dies, everything does not end there.
如果人死了就算了，就没有了，都没有灵魂存在，也不没有审判了。
When if a man dies and everything ends, then there is no soul and there is no judgment.
那我不要当传道，我要当强盗。
Then I'd rather be a robber than a preacher.
没有来生审判，没有灵魂审判嘛，我就当强盗好了，我不要当传道。
Because there is no judgment, why should I waste my time being a preacher?
啊，虽然我们不能够每一个人都当总统。
But because not everyone can be presidents.
但是也没有人愿意当饭桶。
But nobody would like to be a useless bum.
因为人活着是有价值的。
Because we all have a meaning and purpose in life.
如果人没有灵魂。
Because if men have no soul,
没有永恒
then there's no eternity.
那么这样的话呢，那个文天祥、岳飞哈，他们不是被害死的，是笨死的，笨死的啊，或笨的，笨死的，没有永远永恒啊，也没有灵魂啊，你这么样效忠国家做什么？笨死的。
And all the ancient Chinese heroes, they all die for nothing. They die as a foolish person.
那为了岳飞跟文天祥，要给他们一个合理的交代哈。就算没有永恒，我们也要为他们创造出永恒来。
And so, because for their sake, let us we have to create eternity for them.
小时候我们的孩子在看电视哦，一个人出来就问爸爸，这个是好人还是坏人？
Sometimes we see a movie with our kids will say, is that the good guy or the bad guy?
我说你自己看啊，我看不出来，看起来是好人。不对了，这个坏人啊，你看你以后长大不要被人家骗了，看起来是好人，其实是坏人。哦，这样啊。那另外一个出来他就问说，这个是好人还是坏人？这个好像是坏人啊，看起来凶神恶煞，你不要看外相，这个人心地很善良。所以很多时候你看孩子看戏，他都要先分辨好人跟坏人。所以忠孝节义是有意义的啊，有价值的啊。为什么？因为有一个永恒存在。如果没有永恒存在的话，忠孝节义要依附在什么地方呢？没有啊，没有意义啊。因为有永恒存在，所以忠孝节义、忠诚烈子才有意义，才有价值，是这样的。
For example, when we watch TV programs with our children, they will always want to know who are the good guys and the bad guys. And sometimes they can be easily deceived by just the outer appearance. For eternity, there is an eternity because everything has to be accounted for, whether we do good or bad.
死了一条狗跟死了一个人绝对不一样。
When a dog die, it's different from a man die. From a dead dog and a dead man is different.
人有灵魂。
Because man, we have soul.
人的价值。
And we have a worth. There's a value to a man's life.
这个一只这个狗哈、啊，如果感冒的话，必须给医生看呢、啊。哦，要给你收几百块。
When a dog get a cold, then I mean you go took it to the vet, and you'll spend a lot of money.
在我们那个地方啊，那个狗去给那个美容院啊剪头发，还有烫头发，烫的这样卷卷的哈、啊，要台币2500块。我剪这个头发是80块，他2500块，我可以剪30个头。哦、如果没有灵魂的话，人死后没有灵魂就死就算了，我很不甘愿，我甘愿来当狗好了。
A dog in Taiwan, the owner will spend about NT$2,500 to groom it, but for me myself, I just have to spend NT$80, and that's 30 times cheaper than a dog. So if I don't have a soul, that's really sad.
但是死了一个人跟死一条狗是不一样的。
But a dead dog and a dead man is totally different.
大家会紧张的，大家要办丧礼的，很重要的，这是人的价值。
So a man's life we have value. So and we are all facing death one day.
这是从一般性的来谈，那当然你可以把它谈引入圣经的来谈。
But of course we can bring them into the truth of the Bible as we progress in our dialogue or conversation.
然后我们讲一些跟这个有关的这个见证给他听，那这样这个解说应该就是很圆满了。
And then we can supplement our discussion with our own testimonies or experiences.
好，时间到了，我想我们就到此打住哈。你这里面有附一些谈到常见的问题，我们回去可以常常来做参考。
And when you have time, you can read some of the questions that's in the handout.
那么我们最后再来唱诗。